This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to Europe, which is facing a similar crisis to the one we had here in the U.S. several years ago. Car makers are seeing plunging sales and rising costs. We're going to look this week at the future of the European automakers, and we'll start today with Christopher Wirth at the home of Fiat.
Ciao.
Step inside to Bar Tizzoli. It's more a cafe, really. There's a radio on in the background, a row of arcade games, and very few customers. The cafe sits just outside Fiat's sprawling factory in Turin. Tito Gallo has worked at the factory for 23 years. He says workers used to meet at the cafe every day in between shifts, but lately Fiat has cut their hours to just a few days a month.
23 years ago, there were a lot of people here, and now there's no one. I've watched this factory die.
In the U.S., Fiat is known as the company that saved Chrysler. Today, Chrysler may be the only thing that's keeping Fiat afloat. European carmakers are up against what Fiat and Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne calls Carmageddon. Europeans are in no mood to buy cars because of the debt crisis. In Italy and Spain, sales are down as much as 35%.
So you have an industry that is in a very serious situation.
Aldo Henrietti is with the University of Turin. He says Europe also has too many auto factories and too many auto workers. European plants run at just 70% their potential capacity. That's far below the point at which companies make money. David Bailey of Coventry University says many car factories in Europe need to close.
What we need to see happen really is a restructuring of the automobile industry in Europe in a similar way to what happened in the United States.
In fact, he says there's a certain amount of envy in Europe. American car makers have emerged from bankruptcy and quickly landed on their feet. Stefano Aversa is with Axis Partners, a consultancy to the auto industry. He says an American-style approach in Europe would be ideal, but Europe is made of 27 different countries, and none of them want their auto factories to close.
I think the solution will be found company by company and country by country.
And he says Europe has little appetite for more bailouts. In Turin, Italy, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.